As many of you know, the 2016 Summer Olympics end on Sunday with the closing ceremonies down in Rio de Janeiro. I'm not sure how much you've been watching of the Olympics, but I watched a little bit, not a lot, but enough to have a bit of Olympic fever, you could say. The events that I've really enjoyed watching are now over. Swimming was great, exciting to see all the Americans do so well. Track and field. The dangerous part for me in watching things like swimming and track is these athletes make it look so easy that I almost think I could do it. That I think, wow, I think if I could just get in that pool, I could keep up with Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps. But of course, that's not true. Now, sometimes we learned it in like kindergarten, the I Think I Can book. We have this mentality that says, oh, if I just try hard enough, then I can do it. If I just think I can do it, then I can do it. That's true in some areas, but not others. One area that wouldn't be true is something like athletics. No matter how good my trainer would be, no matter how many hours and how hard I would work at swimming, I will never be able to beat Michael Phelps. It's a fact of life. Now you could be saying, oh, Father, come on. You could do it. No, I couldn't. Now, why do I bring that up this morning? I think even in the Christian life, there are things that sometimes feel impossible. We look to other people and we say, wow, if I could only pray like that. We look at maybe somebody's intelligence and we could say, if I was only as smart as they were. We might see somebody really faithful and say, if I could only have their faith. When it comes to the Christian life, all those movements I just mentioned need to be rejected, because it's never about comparing. Because for us as Christians, there is one thing that we can always do, no matter what, no matter our circumstances, no matter our gifts, no matter what, we can always love. That's the great commandment. Love of God. And the second is like it, love of neighbor. The gospel comes down to those two basic laws. And that's what the gospel this morning is about. No matter what, there is nothing that can ever prevent us from loving, from willing the good of the other as other, from giving ourselves in true gift to another. No matter our gifts, no matter our circumstances, we can always love. And so let's allow today to be a day of love.